The donation of this painting by Baldassare Odescalchi came at a crucial moment in the history of the National Galleries of Ancient Art, but also of the new capital of the nascent Kingdom of Italy. With the new urban plans of 1870, Rome had radically changed its structure, prompting particular interest in preserving the face of the Eternal City as it had been depicted by Van Wittel and his contemporaries. The desire arose to suspend, as if in a freeze frame of the city, the passage of time with its epochal changes, inevitable in the creation of the national Italian identity. The painter depicts a vanished Rome, immortalized in its everyday life, as seen on a walk from the Pincian Hill towards Villa Medici, as it was in 1683. From the avenue, opening onto an evocative view of the Eternal City and populated by people busy in their daily round, it is possible to see the lively urban centre, later modified by the construction of the Spanish steps of Trinità dei Monti between 1723 and 1728. In the background, Monte Mario Hill stands on a slightly blurred horizon, typical of the Dutch artist's rapid brushstroke. With the Grand Tour, the need arose to create small format paintings that were easy to carry, as is the case with this and many other masterpieces by Van Wittel. Starting from a preparatory drawing, also used for other examples, the spatial construction of the view emerges, initially without the presence of people. Through invaluable diagnostic investigations, the lines that make up the typical Van Wittel grid can be seen, especially along the horizon. The lines appear more blurred and increasingly less visible towards the upper edge of the painting, made lighter by the artist so that they are hidden among the bright areas of clouds and sky.